Welcome to Elven Pod 5. And this one I would call the Golden Elven Roads of Return. That is what's appearing. That's the transmission that is appearing as I sit here and listen. And the sunlight is here. Avalon is shining with spring sunlight and warmth, being able to walk barefoot outside for the first time and feel that resonance between the sun and the earth, that the earth is warming to the sun, and those spheres of life coming together again. And in that space of where earth meets sun, that feels like the core of where the energies are speaking from for this elven pod. And it seems to me that many of us are on this trail, this journey home. We're walking now, each our own way on these pathways of return. And for each one, the path will be different depending on the long soul walk that we've made and the patterns, the emotional, the psychological, the physical journeys that we've made. So we compose our trails of return depending on that journey. And so as I make mine and you make yours, somewhere in the space between there is that which is shared. And I was speaking with someone today, and we were sharing about the elven practice of the Sun Star and the Sun Star meditation. And this is gifted in the Silver Wheel, and it's the only practice really that's gifted in its pages, the only advice of a practical nature, of something that we could do as a unified practice. And that is to attune our heartbeat to that of the earth, and to do that by the light of the sunrise, by the light of the rising sun. And there's a really beautiful description of the drum and the way that the drum beat works in the Silver Wheel, and I'd love to share that, but also just to speak of the feeling of those golden roads of return that we are travelling on, which is this new wave of solar light, this source light that is flowing through the sun now, calling us home to our own source essence, to that fractal of source light that you are, that flame and light of creation, of immortal starlight. And as we are called home to source, so we are called to the heart of the earth, to our first arrival here, to her core, her true essence, that which called us here, her dreaming. And as we arrive back to that which we are as source light, so too we arrive to the heart of the earth, to our pure co-creation with her. And the drum is like this incredible mirror, as its deep resonance and visceral power calls to that in us which is earth, the heartbeat and the physical heartbeat and pulse of earth that resounds with source creational power and resonance, our vitality, our passion, that which calls us, summons us into physicality, into existence. And then also as that physical beat of the drum, as the drum beat falls, the drumstick falls to the skin of the drum, the resonance, the overtones that are sent travelling throughout, and this sphere of resonance begins to build, travelling, if you like, through the skin of the drum, but also through the vibrational layers of our being, and to the finer, the celestial, the stellar, the galactic spheres of being, calling the higher densities of light in which we also reside as multidimensional souls, calling them into interdimensional immanence in this one unfolding eternal moment, at one within our physicality, at one within the earth that we are. And it is to this moment of primordial creation, of first light, of first time, that first dawning of the soul in its pure moment upon earth, that we are called back to, that is returning to us. So our golden roads of return of the soul, of all of the emotional, the physical, the lived realities that we have, that we've lived through, that we've experienced, that have created that great journey, if you like, away from ourselves, but also through our experiences, ultimately deeper into who we are. So as those patterns carry us away from that core place, so too as we listen to ourselves, as we feel, as we let ourselves be and become, resonate into the heart of the experiences that we're having, we are carried back on that pulse, back through the frequency, the vibration of those experiences, back into the source of all that we are, back into that first light, that dawn, that impulse of love, and ultimately back to that creational first light, so that we begin to create from love, from joy, from source, creating that sacred domain of being that we are born here to create. And so the drum really mirrors this this pathway, this golden pathway of return back to ourselves through all that we are, in every dimension, every sphere. So I'd love to just share the song of the drum. And I have this great drum that is like a reincarnation. This drum, I experience it as a reincarnation of a drum that I have held through lifetimes, and holds the spirit of the reindeer. And it's a synthetic drum, this one, but I've worked with through ceremony many, many times, and feels to me that it holds the great soul, spirit, heartbeat, hoofbeat of the reindeer, riding those pathways of celestial light, of solar radiance, stellar radiance, back into the heart of creation, to the heart of the earth. So that is this drum, and I'd just love to read the words briefly first from the book about the drum, and then just share a little bit of her sounding. So this brings us to the role of the drum in the teachings. The drum enables us to attune our frequency to that of the earth. We take the drum in our hands and begin to beat out the rhythms of our heartbeats. We discover that they are caught into the disconnected rhythm of our thoughts, and gently we begin to drum them back into resonance with the rhythms of the earth. Native peoples speak of the heartbeat of the mother, and Mother Earth does indeed have her own vibrational pulse. We can choose to become attuned to this. This is one of the ways we are restored into conscious awareness of her subtle realms and attuned to her lost dimensions. Each of us has our own natural resonant frequency, which, when twinned with the frequency of Earth, leads one on a pathway of unique dimensional loveliness. As we each begin to pound out our true pathways of the heart, there is the dance of feet in golden moccasins that remember their own wisdom. This is a homecoming. When we do this, we find our true place of belonging upon this earth. Unique dimensional loveliness flowers forward from our steps. We walk with grace. We walk with lightness upon the earth in a synchronization that gives birth to inspiration. Every morning, we drum our hearts into synchronization with the earth. This leads our footsteps on a different pathway than we might otherwise have traveled. The drum is a messenger of the golden dawn, an alchemist and a prophet of what is uniquely emergent in the precious and precise dance of our footfalls upon the planet. As the drumstick or the flat of our hand falls and strikes the surface of the drum, so we fall and meet with Mother Earth. There is a descent into alignment with her subtle calls and rhythms. Then, from our dancing footfalls, from the fall, emerges an echo that travels beyond. It travels to our outermost circumference, calling out to the star realms, creating a resonance with our furthest edge. This resonance is the return of the Shining Ones, of far galactic realms, travelling back into this dimension. The circle of heaven and earth is restored. The great overarching intergalactic hoop of life. We are starlight, returning to ourselves, walking across the infinity of space to come to earth once more. We bring with us the future, the messages of the Ancient Ones. Thus, by allowing this resonance through the beating of the drum with the earth, we harmonize ourselves with all that lies beyond, with the sun and the stars and with space. The drum is a bridge over which consciousness may pass. The Lemurian understanding is of the totality of the drum, its wholeness. The drum restores us beyond ascent and descent into interdimensional immanence. And so it seems this is a time of great shift as we're literally called to walk, to move, to resonate into our sphere of new earth creation. And we are in movement. I can feel this. And whether it's moving through you as great emotion, as great feeling, that is the current of your being carrying you back into resonance with the solar mandala of your true self, or whether it is your physical life literally changing and moving you into the place on the earth where you need to be. It is a time of great movement, and as we are all moving in these incredibly unique ways, I find myself wondering if the drum is calling to become. I'm very unprescriptive. I can never imagine that there is one way that is right for all, not for a moment. But I also do hear that there is this teaching with the drum, and that if it resonates, that possibly it is one of the ways that in all of our unique spaces and paths as elder starlight kindred all around the earth, that we are called to drum ourselves into resonance with the heartbeat of the earth at that time of the rising sun, bringing together the sacred spheres of life and bringing ourselves back into that resonant sphere of first light of the immortal starlight once more together all around the earth. So I just put that there, and maybe if it's been a seed of wondering, or if you already work with the drum, that perhaps the drums are calling themselves into presence, and one of the ways of our comings together. So many other ways, infinite, and I'm just speaking to if that resonance exists. But I will now take up this drum and share the song of the drum and the song of the golden pathways that are calling at this time. May we ground this beautiful starlight path together all around the earth, Tatiana Ter. So much love, and see you soon.